Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It is our number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And here's a crazy idea for you. How do you look at what Jerry Jones has done to put this team back on the map in the summer? He had the red carpet event for the Netflix show about being a gambler and all that. He talked about how in the years post-championship, he hadn't embraced enough risk. And that was the biggest difference between the success they had in the early years and the late years. I did see the question, has he redeemed himself? And I would answer that question, most certainly not. There is nothing that he could do to make up for the 30 years of ineptitude that he has subjected the Dallas Cowboys fan base to. That's an inextricable part of his legacy. To be so successful for the first 35 years of your team's history, and then to add nearly as many years of being incompetent and impotent when it came to trying to win the championship. But I think what this could be is him deciding, I don't want to hand off this franchise to Stephen Jones. We got updates on the college football playoff. North Texas sitting at 24 in the rankings.
We made it, baby!
Congrats to the Eagles at 877-881-1053. I don't think he wants to hand it off to Steven, who's going to run things very conservatively, takes no chances. I think Stephen Jones has been one of the main reasons the Cowboys have been this conservative, just as he tried to not let Dad add Deion Sanders in the offseason of 95. I think he's, you know, that's Steven's biggest flaw. He's too conservative. Jerry might look at it like, if I don't make sure we get one soon, when Steve has full control, we could easily go another 30 years. And in order for this team to hold its place, eventually the wins and losses are going to matter in a big way. So how would you guys answer that question? To what extent is Jerry Jones maybe working his way back into the good graces of the fan base, if he was ever fully there? I think this has the potential to significantly change this story arc. To what extent?
It's going to have to take a Super Bowl. And honestly, I mean, it starts probably with an NFC Championship appearance. Can you at least get there? Can you get over that hurdle? But I don't think anything's really – this is such – I mean, we saw it – like, how many people – I was just blown away at how many people were quitting on CeeDee Lamb 2 weeks ago. I mean, this fan base, and it's not just the Cowboys fans, but just fans in general, it is so week to week and so Jekyll and Hyde. But with Jerry, I think there is so much frustration. There are fans that have absolutely said, I'm no longer a Cowboys fan, or I won't watch as long as Jerry Jones is involved. I can never be that guy. But I do think ultimately it's going to have to take a Super Bowl because, yes, he deserves credit. If he's the one that gives the final say on all these things, he still gets credit for signing off on the Pickens trade, for signing off on the Quinnen Williams trade. But a lot of these things, and we talked about it yesterday, it's reactionary. It's a step behind. It's not proactive. It's reactive. And, you know, they have to make these moves. And right now it's working out. You drop two games and you're right back to square one. And now we're talking about, okay, well, what's the problem? Where can they go right? The season's now over. You're not going to make the playoffs. We're focusing to the draft. Who do you keep? Who can you go and add? And all this great vibes and feelings and kumbaya is gone. So the Jerry stuff, and that it's going to have to take another Lombardi trophy. And until that happens, no, I don't think ever it's fully going to be repaired.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can't control whether you win the Super Bowl or not. But I do believe this is Jerry perhaps seeing the error of his ways over the last 30 years and recognizing what kind of a team that it takes to win the Super Bowl. And like I said in the build-up to this segment, there's nothing he can do to extinguish the disappointment of the last 30 years and to, you know, make himself into a guy that's going to have a positive football front office legacy. He's in the Hall of Fame for being an owner. But at least he could make you trust him more or believe in him more for what is left in his life and his tenure with the football team. And at this point, I would take it now. You only have, you know, the present and what you have to look forward to. But I don't think trading for Quinnen Williams was reactionary. I think that was aggressive. You already had Osa and Kenny Clark and Solomon Thomas who are good enough. Previous iterations of Jerry Jones would have been like, you kidding me? I'm not spending any more resources at defensive tackle.
Well, it's a reaction to Micah.
And yeah. All the fallout there.
It's never happening if him and Micah go sideways. If that never happens, Micah gets signed. They don't have cap space. They don't have a player to go and get somebody like a Quinnen Williams. So that's where the reaction is.
And I think the Micah thing also goes to this narrative that for the first time, Jerry Jones and Steven didn't cave to what the player and the agent wanted. They said, you know what, to hell with this. We're not going to continue down this path. We're actually willing to give up a superstar player who can sell tickets and get TV ratings and sell jerseys in the interest of just making the football team better. To my memory, the Cowboys had never done that under Jerry Jones.
No, they hadn't.
Do you guys feel like that Jerry Jones is doing this selfishly?
In what way?
That he understands that he's an older gentleman. He's an older owner. He's an older general manager. It's like he looks at this as maybe it's not the fan base. The fan base is always going to be there. The TV's always going to be there. He's looking at it as his own personal hell the last 30 years. That's how he's looking at it. And maybe these moves are like, I'm going to do this because I want to do it. And maybe some people are telling him, hey, well, think about this or think about that. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it this way because I don't have many more of these.
I don't know if it's selfishly or just seeing the light.
I say selfishly in a respectful way. I don't mean like he's doing it in a way of, I think he's looking at it as, I'm going to run this how I want to run it.
And I love it. It's been a long time coming. He took control of it back from Steven.
But he's also thinking about, he's looking at his legacy of it all.
Yeah.
Now, he is a Hall of Fame contributor. You know, he's made all these owners billionaires, you know, through his vision, through the league, the marketing, the TV, all these things.
But he wants his football legacy to win one without Jimmy.
He wants his football legacy as to be like people talk about him as the type of general manager that he portrays himself to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think it's worried about Jimmy in that anymore. I think it's more worried about people are going to look at him as a Hall of Famer, as a contributor, not as a general manager or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know him better than I do, but I think I would put this as not letting your son have his way anymore. And I think after the 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, maybe he wasn't hungry enough to. Oh, and then as he's approaching retirement age, what happened in the NFL is wild card teams start winning it.
Yeah.
So Steven's like, Dad, I got a great idea. We don't have to go all in. We can just try to make the playoffs every year. And because I don't think Jerry was working that hard studying what wins in the NFL, yeah, the time just got away from him. And the next thing you know, it's been 2 more decades of them just treading water, pretending that they were still in that early 21st century NFL where all you had to do was get in and then have a couple of breaks go your way and you could win a Super Bowl.
I think Steven lets him do what he wants to do.
We lose a mic there? We lose
I turned Brian's off instead of mine off.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
It happens.
No, but I I was, I think Steven will let Jerry do whatever Jerry wants to do.
Well, I mean, didn't he try to fight Jerry about Dion?
No, back in the day, yeah. But I think as
Jerry wanted Manziel, Steven wanted Zach Martin.
I think that now, the way it is, the last couple of years, I think Steven's going to allow Jerry to go out on his own way.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
I mean, Steven realizes, you know, and it's probably a discussion that probably when Jerry was up to always fighting about it.
Yeah.
Steven was always up for the fight. I don't know if necessarily if Steven's up to the fight with his dad anymore.
I like that. Plus, it's the old man. Let him have one last hurrah. Don't fight him on that, stuff.
If you want to give up ones to get a player, if you want to trade one of our best players, you know, it was him and Micah just not getting along. I mean, Steven could have salvaged the deal.
Mm-hmm.
They could have salvaged that thing, you know. But Jerry's like, no, hell no. I thought I had a deal with it. No, we're not doing this. And you know what? Steven let him do it.
I love it. Yeah. I love everything that's happened, you know, off the field for the Cowboys here since about March. And, you know, finally things are starting to turn around on the field. I thought we were going to have to wait till next year, but I was very confident eventually they'd get it turned around because of another thing they did. And I don't know how much credit they deserve for hiring Shoddy. Like, even before they got Shoddy, I felt like their hiring process is crap and they're going to have to luck into it. And they just happened to be in that situation where Shoddy had been in their building and they actually listened to him during the interview.
Yeah.
You know,
and look, they do deserve credit for saying, all right, we're going to go ahead and hire the guy because nobody else was even offering him a head coaching interview, which is why at the time I thought it was preposterous. The dude's been available for 12 years. Why now? You're going to be the team that hires him, but hey, it's working out right now. And you were still the team that gave him that opportunity, which means you do deserve some credit for that.
Yeah, you recognized it. Now, if you go back to that show, they had one of those conversations where Steven was actually the one saying, I want a head coach that's more X's and O's. I used to be leader of men, and Jerry was like, I want leader of men. So maybe Shoddy as the culture vibes leader guy and also being the X's and O's guy was that perfect, you know, needle that you needed to thread, and you got very lucky. I mean, there's going to be a half dozen teams looking for a head coach, and many of them really don't know how to get to the end of that treasure hunt. You know, they're kind of throwing darts at a wall. They might hire Mike McCarthy. You know, that's how naive I think and drunk on money. That money just pacifies the owners to think that, well, hey, we're super successful. If they had to make right decisions in order to be profitable, a lot of these head coaches would be gone. They'd figure it out and everybody be, you know, copying McVay or, you know, chomping at the bit to hire Clayton Adams. Like, there's teams out there, they're going to have an opening and not know that one of the best people they could talk to is Clayton Adams.
Yeah, I saw the Tom Pelissero report where he, like, comes out towards this time of the season every year with, like, the list of hot coaching candidates. And he's got this huge list, and he's got a little blurb about him. And then he's got, like, some honorable mention type names. And that's where you could find Clayton Adams' name.
Yeah.
It wasn't in that top, like, 20-plus coaches that are, like, he's putting out there. He was just wedged in with everybody else that just got a little mention.
Yeah, and it might be far-fetched because he's never called plays, and I think that is probably what's going to keep him around here. If I was Clayton Adams, I'd be pushing for the opportunity to call plays in one of these upcoming seasons. But if I was a team that needed a coach, I'd say, we're going to hire Clayton Adams, we're going to let him call plays, and if it doesn't work, we're going to get a play-calling specialist for him. But we want his attention to detail and his scheme and his play design in here. It's the mindset of constantly trying to find stuff. Like, who said it the other day? It was Brevin Spanford last night on the way home in the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham. He said, you know, we're one of those teams now that if we see the Lions run a play, we'll have that in our playbook the following week.
Sure.
You know, and that's the kind of curiosity and...
Well, the coach told us he didn't like to steal plays, but he kind of lied to us there, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Brevin Spanford just told the truth. Yeah, and I love that because the most powerful information is the information you don't have. You know, and the best coaching staffs realize that, you know, if we're out here not, you know, thinking other people are doing stuff we can use, if you're thinking that the things that we have learned over our football lives are sufficient, then you're pretty much screwed. Okay, because this game is moving fast, and you have to be on your toes and exhaustive in your research if you're going to come up with ways to catch these guys slipping. Okay, where are the Eagles and Lions in our Week 13 panic meter? We go to ESPN's Ben Solak. He's giving you the goods, and we're going to start with the Eagles here. How much panic would you have if you were in Philadelphia right now? The narrative is we've been here before. Unclear if this is actually good news. And he talks about how the Eagles were in this hole in 2023, and then they won a Super Bowl the next season. So it'd be unwise to panic too hard. But the defensive numbers this time are pretty good. Ninth in both EPA per play and points per drive allowed. So they're kind of hanging their hat on their defense. But if you ask me, ninth in EPA on defense with an offense in the mid-20s, that's not good enough.
No.
Like, the predictive numbers say this team could easily be under 500 in the remaining five games. The difference between this year and 2023 is when they had the 10-1 start in 2023, though, the defensive metrics were horrible. And their offense under the offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson, was too college-inspired. There were RPOs and a lot of design quarterback runs. And eventually the league kind of got a beat on how to slow down Jalen Hurts. Maybe the same thing is playing out again. It just took the league a little bit longer to figure out, you know, what the kryptonite was going to be for Jalen Hurts this time around. And that time they were vulnerable to the blitz. But this year's offense is actually even worse than that one. The Eagles are 23rd in points per drive, 27th in offensive success rate. The only offenses that are worse are the Jets, Vikings, Raiders, Titans, and Browns. Mm. That is the company they're keeping. It's unbelievable they have this many wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because they were, I mean, their defense had been playing good and then they were just taking care of the football. Then all of a sudden, the turnover luck doesn't quite go your way.
Yes.
You have no drop back passing game that can actually throw you out of those situations.
Yes.
And so it's like they have to play with the lead and they have to take care of the football in a way that is just very, very difficult to do for an extended period of time.
Yeah, and Solak wrote about that exact thing. The moment the Eagles get a bad bounce or a fumble, as they have in the past two games, they're pretty much toast. They might win a playoff game, says Solak, on the back of a great defensive performance, but it is impossible right now to rank them next to the Rams, Seahawks, and Packers as the class of the NFC. I think they're below the Niners and Bears as well. Until new blood joins the offensive coaching staff, the Eagles cannot be taken seriously, and that won't happen. So the immediate panic for 2025 is real, but says to be determined there for 2026. It is incredible. Like, Wolchuk, something you said at the top of this segment, like, it is amazing how quickly the narrative can shift from good to bad and vice versa. Just, 12 days ago, they were talking about the Eagles are the number one team in the NFC.
Probably going back to the Super Bowl. I mean, it is. It's absolutely wild.
In Detroit, the panic meter narrative, it's the beginning of the end. And that's what you want to hear.
Love it.
Big part of this is their philosophy of being super aggressive on fourth down has stopped working in their favor. 0-3 against the Packers on fourth down. They were 0-5 against the Eagles on fourth down. And Goff has been hit on 20% of his dropbacks.
Yeah.
Easily the highest of his Lions tenure. I mean, a 20% pressure rate would be too much. Getting hit on 20% of his dropbacks, and pressure up the middle is going to be rough for any quarterback, but especially for Goff, who can't move quick enough. And then you look at the injury report, and we talked about this 2 or 3 hours ago. The veteran left tackle, Taylor Decker, who is already showing signs of getting older, he's got a shoulder, and Penei Sewell has a shoulder as well. Their best guard is still out and hoping to return at some point in 2025. But one big criticism is how predictable the Lions have been on defense, playing a lot of man coverage under Kelvin Shepard, who replaced Aaron Glenn.
They play a lot of man coverage, and they play their base package too. They don't get into and they do
the nickel.
They do nickel because they got Brian Branch.
Huh.
And that's how and they've been struggling now. Like losing Arnold, and we'll talk about this tomorrow at 3:40.
Yeah.
But losing Arnold at corner is really a big, big loss for them.
The Lions have run man 44% of their defensive snaps, most in the league. On late downs, they're at 68.7%, most in the league. And in red zone, they're at 69%. So it doesn't seem like that makes it predictable, but that's how it plays out, that if you're doing that much man, eventually they're going to dial something up and you snap back into man, and they know they got you. Even if they make the playoffs, right, Solak, at this point, they'll have to go to a very cold weather outdoor stadium. in order to make their runs, unless they get to go to the Rams. But Jared Goff is, the numbers say he's about 25% worse in cold weather there with his tiny hands.
When you, what are all those betting sites you're involved with there, Wolchuk? What's the one that you do?
Like BetMGM?
Well, no, the one.
Oh, Prize Picks.
Prize Picks. If you see Jared Goff in two gloves, bet low.
Oh, yeah.
Bet
go under. Less. Go bet, less.
Yeah, go less. Anytime you see him wearing two gloves on his hands, go under on all that stuff because he's going to have probably a poor day.
Yeah, California guy. Can't stand the cold. I think I'd get some sort of a cold room, maybe a walk-in freezer at the house.
Practice?
Just commit to it.
How about just stand out in the backyard?
Well, I mean, here that would work. Oh, in Detroit that would work.
Detroit, yeah, just stand out in the backyard and get used to it.
Yeah, no, that's not good. But maybe it's a hand size thing.
It's funny because the combine. I remember Jeff Kavanaugh, like he was talking about his hand size.
We did have tiny hands.
And Jeff's going, "Yeah, tell him all." Jeff was cheering him on as he was up there at the podium.
He was a big Goff fan, I remember.
Yeah, he was,
and it looked clairvoyant there for the first couple of seasons, and then last year as well. Last couple of years, the Lions been pretty good with him. Okay, where are we going next, gentlemen?
All right, we got TD Tuesday Plus, the updated college football playoff bracket. That is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nation.
All right, here we are. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here the boys are. Little TD Tuesday.
All right, let's do it. We're about to get to some TD Tuesday, but we do have the updated college football playoff rankings we're going to give you. We'll break more of that down during crosstalk. But your updated playoff rankings, Indiana and Ohio State continue to be 1 and 2. Ohio State at 1, Indiana at 2. Georgia at 3, Texas Tech moving up to 4. So those would be your four teams with the byes. You've got Oregon at 5. Ole Miss moves up to number 6. The Aggies, after their loss to Texas, are down at 7. OU at 8. Bama at 9. Notre Dame, the Irish at 10. And then here's where it's interesting. BYU at 11. Miami at 12. Texas at 13. Texas is not getting in, boys. It's going to take a lot of upsets during the championship weekend. And even if it does, I think BYU being at 11, if they're able to beat Texas Tech, they get the Big 12 championship representative. They're not knocking Tech out. I think you'd then get two Big 12 teams. And right now, the two teams out are BYU and Miami, because the ACC champ would take that slot, which right now could be Virginia, if they're able to win. And then the American champion, which will be number 24, North Texas, versus number 22, Lane, would take the 12 seed. So I don't think the Horns are going to be in this thing. And it looks like Miami, if, say, Bama were to lose, and then they want to knock them out, although they're not trying to penalize teams for losing their conference championship, Miami would probably be the first team in over Bama. But the projected spreads in a rematch, OU and Bama, OU favored by 1. A&M hosting Notre Dame, a pick'em, also a rematch. Ole Miss hosting Virginia. Ole Miss right now would be favored by 14. Oregon hosting the North Texas Mean Green. In this projection, if they're able to beat Tulane, Ducks would be favored by 15.5. That's kind of what you're looking at right now.
That'd be a fun trip out to Eugene, wouldn't it?
I was about to say, it'd be an absolute blast. By the way, Joey got back to us. I told him, congrats from all of us. He said, thanks. Appreciate you boys.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Salute to Joey. And don't get me wrong, I don't think you should be complaining about having three losses and not being in. I think it's okay to have fun and hope.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong for the committee for leaving you out. I do find the angle fascinating, like what's going to happen to the out-of-conference games if you don't put Texas in. You know, it didn't take long for them to be like, oh, we got to protect our non-conference again. So I think I'd love to see the non-conference move to, like, you're not in control of it.
We've already seen some scheduling changes. I think I saw a clip where Alabama, they dropped South Florida and picked up, like, East Carolina. Okay. So they've kind of – there's been some, like, teams have kind of looked at this and say, well – We don't want to play somebody like South Florida for early in the season was like knocking off, you know, top 20 programs right off the jump, and then so
yeah, just makes sense.
Teams are like, listen, if we'll schedule lesser opponents. Nothing against East Carolina or anything like that, but teams are going to start doing that. They're not going to have the games like that we've had, you know, in the past.
I mean, winning it all can be worth 40, 50 million bucks.
Oh, yeah. Big time money. All right, let's get to the best calls from college and pro football because it's time for TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start in the frigid temperatures of Pittsburgh where Josh Allen stealing TDs with his legs.
Allen in the shotgun here with Ty Johnson to his right on third and goal from the 8. Here's the snap. Allen going to keep it. Going to look to bust it outside. Lowers the shoulder. The surge pushing him forward. Progress. He's in for the touchdown for the down. The beast has been released as he goes 8 yards for a touchdown.
Shout out to Josh Allen. He passed Cam Newton for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback.
Bills radio with the call.
Yep, there it is. As the beast was released. Let's go to Carolina with the Panthers. My gosh, they did it. They beat the Rams. Just ram it. Well, not today. Not in the Panthers' house. Bryce Young finding one of our draft crushes. Tetteroa McMillan.
It's 4th and 2 from the L.A. 43. Rams crowd the line of scrimmage with a one high safety look. Bryce off play action. Has time in the pocket. Throws downfield for McMillan. Makes the catch of the 20. He's got the 10. The 5. Touchdown, T-Mac. Touchdown, Carolina. And the Panthers take the lead with 6:34 to go.
Ooh, they're having fun there. Carolina Panthers Radio Network. Who knows? Maybe they'll end up winning that division. Maybe.
Oh, you could see it for sure. Maybe. Yeah, Tampa's on the ropes. Biggest opportunity in offensive play calling, I feel like, going for the big play on 4th and short.
Yeah.
They're guarding the sticks.
Yeah. Here goes Big Tet. Bang!
Unless you're the LSU quarterback and they call a perfect play and he doesn't throw it to the guy he's supposed to.
Oklahoma. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, that Oklahoma defense is real.
They know that. They are real.
What else is real? The Chicago Bears continue to get it done. Black Friday special. Taking on the Eagles, Caleb Williams finds the tight end for pay dirt.
Ball on the 28. Snap to Caleb. Fakes to Swift. Rolling to his left. Being chased. Going to throw deep. He's got Komet over the shoulder. End zone. Touchdown, Bears. Touchdown, Cole Komet. What a play call by Ben Johnson. And a throw perfectly timed. Caleb to Cole. Bears extend the lead. 23-9.
Bears radio with the call. Yeah, it was a great play. Rolling left. Here we go. Over the top. And we start doing the Bears dance.
Oh, yeah, it had Ben Johnson ripping his darn shirt off, huh? Everybody's getting hot dogs.
Yeah, the free hot dogs. Like that. Man of the people, Ben Johnson.
The winner's circle.
He definitely seems like a guy who likes to get a little bit cocky when things are going his way, but he also comes across pretty reserved.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and rip this shirt off. Probably did some post-game push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, everybody's getting free dogs on me.
Hey, head out the winner's circle out there and get your free dogs. All right, let's go.
And the line was so long, by the way.
Oh, I bet it was.
The longest line.
Come on, you're doing that. Let's go to the Bengals. Cincinnati. Oh, Turkey Day. TDs. Joe Burrow. He's back.
Joe is ready. Catches the shotgun snap. Begins scrambling right.
Oh, there
Burrow
he is.
Throwing downfield for Hudson.
Oh!
He's got it.
Wow.
Touchdown,
wow.
Bengals.
Wow.
What an adjustment to the ball
wow.
by Hudson. And he knocks over the back right pylon for a 14-yard touchdown.
Dave Lapham's
Dave
just,
Lapham.
Just the man, dude. He's like all of us. He's just like cheering
he is.
Like
he,
a cheerleader.
He is a cheerleader in the box.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. Joe Burrow makes his return.
Yeah.
And you
Four
saddle
and
up and take down the Ravens like that.
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
That's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, here we go. CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys Spanish call. Victor Villalba getting it done alongside CeeDee Lamb.
Formación escopeta atrás, busca Prescott, flota, banda derecha, ahí está anotación. ¿Y con quién? ¿Con quién? ¡Cuál controversia! CeeDee Lamb dentro de las diagonales, esquina derecha. Tercera anotación de CeeDee Lamb, se había tardado poco a poquito y nos amanecemos, dicen por ahí en mi tierra. Anotación de los Dallas Cowboys, responden de gran forma, 7-6 por lo pronto el marcador en una serie ofensiva donde hizo historia CeeDee Lamb. Y le ponen la cereza al pastel con un touchdown.
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 Thank you, Victor,
you love
for the
you,
call
Victor.
And
you
the excitement.
Man.
And that was in the moment where you're seeing in real time, okay, CeeDee's ready to have the bounce back game.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Needed it. Hope it carries over to Thursday night. Let's go to Green Bay, where the Packers and Jordan Love, my goodness gracious, he was putting on a show, finding Dontavian Wicks for the TD.
Love steps up, points across in the formation. Now drops back into the shotgun. Here's the snap and fourth down. Rushes on. Love looking off his back foot.
Oh, he's open.
Left side.
Yes!
Dontavian Wicks.
Yes!
Makes a leaping catch at the 30-yard line number. First down, Green Bay. There is your
dagger.
A turkey day dagger right through the Lions.
I love when Wayne breaks out that there is your dagger. He has not done it a lot this year.
Yep.
It used to be the phrase. Like, they win the Super Bowl in 2010. He's breaking that thing out. Yep. Saved it for this one. Big Turkey Day win for Green Bay. Although, I hope you lose out. Screw you. Kansas City. Had to get a little Kansas City Chief in here, especially since Cowboys went BTA on you. But take it away, Chiefs Radio. Patrick Mahomes finding Hollywood.
Mahomes raises the right leg, gets the snap going, fires back in the end zone, caught, the 2 feet in bounds, yes, Hollywood Brown, touchdown, Kansas City gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone on a 10-yard touchdown at the back of the end zone, great footwork by Hollywood Brown.
It's not just the team that's kind of losing it this year.
Yeah.
Even Mitch has had some slips.
You know, a little bit of slippage.
His color guy probably goes, what'd you just say?
He's got that Rodney Harrison. I think they're just tired.
Yeah.
Gargles the sweet nectar of the end zone.
It's been a long season. It really has.
He's had as many Super Bowls and conference championship games. I mean, gosh.
Got to freshen it up, honey. What do you think about this?
This week he's going to be gargling it, Sugar. What do you think? I think the Chargers are going to get it done versus the Raiders. Of course, they did 31-14, and a large part thanks to Kamani Vidal, 59-yard scamper.
And there's the pitch to Vidal. He's got to get to the corner, and he does. There he goes, into plus territory. Vidal on his horse, 30, 20, 10. Kamani Vidal, touchdown, Chargers, 59 yards. And the energy is back in the building.
Yeah, it is. I love when the energy's back. You don't
get
want
a Matt Money.
You never want it to go
away.
You need
it back. Yeah, Matt Money Smith with the call. Shout out to the Chargers. Should we go to Miami? We really haven't done a lot of Dolphins TDs because usually it sounds like they're underwater. What do you guys think of the audio here as Achan for 30 as the Dolphins? Wow, winning games.
Achan, the running back, first and 10 Miami from the Saints' 30-yard line. Achan sweep to the right side, around the corner, and he's down the sideline. Touchdown, Miami.
Thank you, Dolphins Radio.
Is that Joe Rose?
Yeah, Joe Rose does the color.
Jimmy Cephalo?
They're doing exactly what Dolphin fans have to just be like, why? What is happening? We were one of the worst teams in football. Now you've racked off what, like 4 out of 5?
They played a bunch of nobodies.
And they're going to put themselves in like a 7-10 season. Screw their draft pick.
That's right.
They're terrible. They're going to be out of the quarterback race.
The Dolphins way. The Jets won a couple, too, as soon as they traded Sauce and Quinnen.
Weird.
There's something to it. Like, it's making a dark cloud over the team when the trade deadline's coming up. And
they're rejuvenized afterwards, and they come out, play inspired football.
It's weird. It's a galvanizer.
Need a sports psychologist to study it.
You know what I love?
What?
College TDs, especially Irish TDs.
Hubba, Irish eyes, huh?
With the fake punt. Are you kidding me? 84 yards? No way.
Irish fake it. Oh, it's a beautiful fake. It's complete across the 40. Now a man to beat down the far sideline. 40, 30, 20, 10. It's a touchdown. Luke Talich scores on special teams. 84-yard fake punt. And the Irish have scored again.
Unbelievable. I love the play call.
It's pretty gutsy.
Yeah.
Against Stanford, though? What are we doing?
Well,
Just having some fun, trying to run up the score, trying to get the style points.
Why do we need the style points?
It's style point season,
Brothers. I'm trying to kick them out of the playoff. They're saying, F you. I'm staying in the playoff, and we're rematching Texas A&M.
Save that thing for the playoff, man.
Yeah, save it for the Aggies in College Station. That's where they'd play right now.
Oh, this one's going to hurt.
This one's going to hurt.
This one's going to sting a little bit.
Is it LSU, Oklahoma?
You go to Norman.
This is the wide receiver.
Trying to do something on offense. They couldn't.
It's the only time they scored.
Until now.
Only time it mattered.
Take it away, John Mateer.
Mateer to throw, looking right.
Been sacked eight times today.
Deep across the middle, wide open behind the defense. Zatania all alone. Yeah. Touchdown! Touchdown! Blown coverage. Isaiah Zatania. 58 yards. Sooner magic on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Sooner magic blown on a Saturday
coverage.
Night.
Gained about 7 yards the whole game. Blown coverage.
I know. I was hoping LSU would pull that upset for you.
I was too.
That would have been hilarious to watch Carter Freeman. Yeah, what are you going to have? You got to wear a Sooners jockstrap or something
like
that?
I don't know. Actually, I got him. The general manager, Jim Nagy from Oklahoma, the general manager of their team, football team. He's going to visit with their show. So I got him as a guest.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
That's a good pull right there. Yeah.
Okay, not a good pull. The single worst play a quarterback made this week and potentially all season. We go to Seattle where the Vikings just did the dumbest thing ever.
Fourth down and one at the Seattle 4. Handoff, play fake, Grosner being chased. Grosner is going to go down as he throws. It's intercepted. Coming back to the near side. Far side 50. Down to the 40. Being chased. 20. 10. It's Jones who is intercepted. His fourth pass of the year. And this one goes to the house. From back near the 10-yard line, Ernest Jones. Jones with a pick six. Brosmer just tries to fling it, and there is Jones right there. Boy, this rookie is getting a lesson right now.
Did you the Minnesota call wasn't up?
Nope.
No.
Wasn't there. Wow, that'd been awesome.
Yeah,
I know. In fact, they didn't have any touchdowns. They didn't have any calls up. Why? They got shut out.
No TDs.
So like 230-something games in a row they had not
been. Can you imagine? Yeah. You work all week long. You're grinding, okay? You're in the weight room. You're in the film room. You're on the practice field.
So sad.
You get to Sunday. You got 4 hours to see one TD, and you don't even get that.
You can't even get one? Not even one? Oh, I got a couple more left here. We go overtime. TD Tuesday overtime. And that's what we do in football season here. Let's go to Baker. Fire him, Ken. Fire him. But he's finding a big boy. It's Tristan Wirfs.
Third down and goal from the 2. Play action fake, dropping a throw, made fake, drop here, throws left side. Caught ball, touchdown to an eligible receiver, Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs, a little chicanery.
Chicanery. Every call you make, Gene, is chicanery.
Shout out to Gene, we love you.
Shout out to Arch Manning, we love you too.
Arch has the snap, design run, goes straight up the middle, first down and more. Arch breaks free. Say goodnight to this one. Arch Manning, touchdown, Texas. The second year in a row, Manning has a rushing touchdown against the Aggies.
And Bennett brought us.
Bennett fired that cannon.
Fire, baby, fire.
Epic.
Arches split the defense, baby, touchdown, Texas. Shout out to Craig Way. You're the man. We love
Craig,
you.
Craig, do you guys think he profiles more as a wide receiver or tight end of the next level?
I don't know.
He's a long strider.
He certainly has the stride. Maybe he could play some tight end.
He can fly.
The quarterback thing doesn't work. Yeah, he can run. All right, let's shut it down with Texas Tech. Baron Morton. And they're getting ready to do this, hopefully, on Saturday. A lot of TDs at Jerry World. But Baron Morton finding Cameron Dickey for the TD.
Four-man rush. He has time. Rolls to his right.
Back of the end
throws
zone.
Back of the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Cameron Dickey.
That guy's got a great voice.
That's a
Texas Tech play-by-play guy.
What's that guy? He used to be on Channel 8 here.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. Used to be on Channel 8 here.
Find out who it is.
Dale Hansen.
Dale Hansen moved him on. Dale told him to.
Hired him. Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks. Yeah, he's been doing a long time, Tech football. But he was with
Brian Jensen.
Brian Jensen, yeah.
He's crushing it. Thank you, Brian. There's another edition of TD Tuesday in the books.
I love it. Thank you, boys. Okay, we'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Just had a development from the hockey game. Tyler Seguin left with a leg injury, $9.9 million. Hopefully it's not that bad, but if it is, let's just go ahead and put him on long-term IR right now.
Make a trade.
Like, if I'm Jim, I'm going to the doctor. I said, you're going to come back with a diagnosis, 120 days. This is a four-month deal. Might need surgery.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing done. That's your path to glory. It's the biggest cheat code in hockey, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And then Leon Bischel had surgery. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, one of their best defensemen. So the Stars, but they find a way. They're still winning games. Like, they've been banged up all year long. So as long as they keep winning on the ice, I'm all for the strategy.
I mean, who even cares about regular season? This team can win on the road.
Just get into the postseason.
Yeah, they'll get it done, especially if they got some extra help. All right, here they are, the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how the heck are you tonight?
Great. Good. Yeah. Great. You know, it's a Tuesday. We've got a little 4-hour show. And then, of course, we'll do tomorrow. And then we're off Thursday. So, you know, watching the Cowboys beat the Lions.
I think the Cowboys will beat the Lions.
I agree.
More the days go, I feel more and more confident. The more I hear Jerry talk, the more I hear you guys talk.
The wounded team.
See Terry and Arnold out for the season. Amon-Ra battling injury. Other than the Lions just being a good football team, I don't see how they're going to stop your offense.
I'd say run to the sports book right now. Like, Sewell didn't practice again. Like, this is looking pretty rough for the Lions.
It's going to get to the point where it's Wednesday afternoon, and we're like, if the Cowboys don't win, it'll be surprising. Because 2 weeks ago, it would have been obviously the complete opposite. Even leading into the week after you beat the Eagles, you're like, Lions are still favored. I think you might see the sports books Wednesday night be like, Cowboys are favored. In my opinion, that's what I think they should be.
Yeah.
Well, and you were saying, Brian, and I was listening to you guys a little bit earlier today, that you know, this offensive line isn't what it was the last couple of years. We saw what happened with the Chiefs' offensive line when they got beat up.
Yeah, compromised.
We saw what happened with the Eagles' offensive line being beat up. So, you know, we're at a place now where don't we all feel pretty confident that, you know, with Quinnen Williams and this five-man front and with, you know, but now you're saying we don't think we'll get Diggs back on Thursday, or it's kind of 50-50 up in the air?
No, he's practicing with the intent of
they're going to have. It doesn't sound good.
Clowney is a game time workout thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a hamstring there.
But I mean, I don't think we're being overzealous by thinking or expecting the Cowboys to win on Thursday, are we?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Especially with no Amon-Ra St. Brown if he can't play. Yeah, they're down a lot of pieces.
Now, Jameson Williams might go for 200 yards, but still.
Maybe.
He should be all right.
What do you guys have planned for the show this evening?
Radio Gold. Dawson, thanks for asking. Let's see here. Great, good call, or good poll on the Ryan Nemhard interview, by the way. Looking
pleasant
forward to
conversation,
kind of,
wasn't it?
I mean, this kid's he's the hottest thing in the NBA right now after last night. I mean, you'd thought that no undrafted player in the history of the NBA had ever done what he did last night, but I'm proud of it. So we'll discuss a little bit of Mavs after dark. And, of course, I'll tell you what, Mavs Twitter, God bless them. Is everybody Ooh. Just – and you know what? Look, I got to give props to my boy Blake yesterday. I got ball sacked by Casey Weinberg.
Wesley.
That gotcha. Guy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you fell into that?
No. Man, look. You know, I mean, it got retweeted. I mean, 20 million views.
He didn't want to not believe it, too. He goes, Blake, are you sure?
Yeah, no, this guy's a professional.
Yes. No, and you know what? I don't appreciate – and somebody said this today on Twitter or – I don't know where I read it at. Like, if you're going to be a parody account – aren't you supposed to put it in your bio? Because it doesn't say in his bio that it's a parody account.
No, and
it's not
never
a parody
has.
Account. He's a ball sacker.
Right, but different. I mean, but it, yeah.
right.
But he's earning a living ball sacking.
I don't know.
I was mad because I thought this story was good for at least three segments
yes,
out of you boys.
It was a great story. Like, really?
Have you done this before?
Man, Abdul Carter's a creep. Yeah, exactly. I mean, seriously.
What do you think he was watching? What category?
Yeah, man. What site? Anyway. We'll talk a little Mavs, obviously. Mark Ryan from the Infinity Sports Network, one of my former co-workers over there at Sports Radio 610 in H-Town. He's going to join us at 740. He's in Detroit. So we'll talk to him about, is the sky falling? In Detroit, and has he ever been to 8 Mile? And then Ben Troop, friend of the program, we're going to ask Ben. So Blake and I, what night was that?
I think it was after one of the games.
It was late.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It was late. So
good clarification.
Yeah, you got. So look,
got some good clues here.
Yeah. You know what it was? No, I'll tell you what it was. It was Wednesday night. It was Thanksgiving Eve. What it was. So Blake and I we went out whatever place we went to. It was like 2:30 in the morning. Ben Troop, former Florida. NFL player, Gator, whatever. Yeah. We're sitting here listening to, I don't know, whoever, Pat Boyle? Is that who it was?
Sure.
Whatever.
Listening to the fan.
The fan, the Infinity Sports Network at 2 in the morning, because why not? Our boy Ben Troop's on. Hmm. Okay, and so Blake's
at
like,
2 in the morning?
Bro, wait. Not only was he on at 2 in the morning, did another segment, all right? Because Blake kept asking, is this being recorded? I was like, no, I think this is live. They go to break at like 2:20. He's like, you think you could stick around for one more segment? I mean, you're doing 2 to 6 radio core. You want people to stick around. Yeah, could you stick around for the next 2 hours if you don't mind? My man did 37 minutes of radio from 2 to 2:37 on Thanksgiving morning.
Hammered. What a legend.
Serious.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control, Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian brought us Fan After Dark coming up next. Have a great night, Fred and Blake.
Thank you.
Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Back Nation. Addies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.